Today we are starting a new subject. We are talking about healing. Now many people do not believe divine healing. When you say divine healing, supernatural healing, or God heals people. Many people believe that without medicine, people cannot get healed. But we are going to study from the Word of God. First of all, we have to learn when the sickness started and how the sickness and disease came into this world in the first time. When you read in the Genesis chapter 1, we believe that God created everything. And the Word of God said the Spirit of God was hovering over the earth. In the first verse it says, when you say Spirit of God, that means our God is Spirit. And how do you know? Even the Jesus Christ said, Book of St. John, chapter 4, verse 24. He says, God is Spirit, and whoever worships Him, they should worship Him in the Spirit and truth. When the God is Spirit, then the Spirit has no body. Spirit can take a body, but God is Spirit, that He is in spirit form. The Spirit cannot have sickness, disease, and our God is Triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So how do you know? Because when God created mankind, He says, let us make a man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
And God said, let us make a man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them.
Okay, now from these two verses we know, God says, let us make a man according to our own image. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female. Now that time when God created man, in the man there was already female in the man. And so when God created man and when He said, let us make a man, that means He was talking to His Son and the Holy Spirit. That's why He said, let us. So many people have some theory. They said when God talked to let us means He was talking to angel. Angel cannot create anything. So God is the creator. And He says to the Son, let us make a man. According to St. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, we read that,
in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
Okay, now here he's saying, in the beginning was the Word, and that Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that means the Word is the name for His Son. And verse 14, he says, that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That means Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The name was not Jesus for the Son of God in the beginning. So the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they were all in the spirit form. So what I'm trying to say, our God is Triune God. And our God is not sick God. He is not diseased God. He is a healthy God. And so when He makes somebody in His image or in His likeness, He's not going to create somebody sick and diseased person. When Jesus Christ came into this world as the Son of God and lived on this earth 33 and a half years, but there is no record anywhere that He got sick someday, or He was rushed to hospital, or somebody gave Him some medicine. There is no record. But there is a record that He healed many sick people. We will come to that later. But here we are establishing that God created man according to His image. And the creation, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Triune God was creating mankind. That time, God did not reveal to anybody, including Adam, that God is triune. Only Jesus Christ revealed to us when he came to the earth, and then he says, God is spirit, God is my Father, I came from God. Because in St. John chapter 1 verse 18 he says, no man hath seen God any time.
No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
Now, only begotten Son, that is the Son of God, or the Word of God. Jesus Christ came into this world and he says, I am the Son of God. And so Jesus Christ says, I was in the bosom of my Father. I came here to declare who God is. Without Jesus, we would not know who God is. So now only we know Jesus Christ revealed mankind who God is. As well as he said in his ministry, in the later part of his ministry, like John chapter 14, 15 and 16. He talked about Holy Spirit. That is the third person of Trinity. John the Baptist says, I baptize you with the water, but someone is going to come after me. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Then Jesus Christ reminded his disciples when he was teaching about the Holy Spirit. Why I'm saying this? Our God is triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And all this revelation we got from Jesus Christ. And after the day of Pentecost, we got more revelation about the Trinity. So here we see God created mankind and he created everything for man. When God created man, he created, as we read, male and female. And then what God did, when he created all the animals and everything, let's go to the Genesis chapter 2, read from 15 to 18.
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him.
Now here we see God created everything, and God gave the man a man. You can eat everything from the garden, but the tree in the middle of the garden don't eat, can have the knowledge of good and evil. But there was other tree also, tree of life. God did not say don't eat that, but only middle of the garden, don't eat. That was the commandment, Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. The day you will eat this forbidden fruit, you will surely die. And so what happens here now, God gave him commandment. The Lord God says, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him help me for him. So now God saying, everything if you read, he says, everything God made and said, it is good. This is the only time God said, it is not good that man should be alone. All of the things he said, everything is good. But he said, it's not good for man to be alone, so he should have some companion. Read the verse 20, 19 and 20. Chapter 2.
And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him.
Now see, here it says all the animals came to Adam one by one. He named all the animals. Do you know how much wisdom you need to name everything? So that figures out he had the mind of God. He could name them. He could understand them. He can understand their language. And he can communicate with them. But now he said every animal he saw, including your chimpanzee or gorilla or whatever. But he could not find any suitable mate for him. In New King James, he said, compatible to him, means not exactly like him or helpmate. They can say all the male and female came, but he could not recognize anyone can meet his need or be like him. Let's read from verse 21.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.
When God said earlier, it is not good for man that he should be alone. I will make a helpmate for him. But before he could make helpmate, he said, okay, get all the animals, name them, and find any companion you can find. He could not find anything. Adam never complained, I am lonely, I need some companion. But I think when he named everyone animal, he could not find anyone like him. So that's what he's trying to say now. God put him to sleep. Now this is the first time we see God is a surgeon. He gave anesthesia. We don't know what kind of anesthesia he gave, but he just put him to sleep. That's why people learn if you want to do surgery, you have to put person to sleep.
That's right.
And they learn from the Bible. And so the God put him to sleep, took his rib, made a woman, and then filled that gap with the flesh and brought the woman to him and see what he says. Because he named everybody, he wanted to see what he names to her.
Yeah.
He recognized. See how much brain he had. He recognized looking at her flesh and his flesh. He said, hey, this is my flesh of flesh. This is my bone of my bone. This is a woman. It came out of man. This is my companion. When you say woman, he figured it out that this is just came out of me. And this is part of me. And so, later on, he named that woman Eve. God did not name Eve. He named her because Eve is the mother of all people. Okay. And so here we see God created man. But we see when God created man, he breathed on him. He made him living soul. And read that chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Okay, now everything we see here we do not see the woman. Woman was created later on.
Yeah.
And Genesis chapter 5 verse 1 and 2, we see God created male and female, and he named them Adam. Please read.
This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created.
See, now God created male and female. So the male he created, inside a male there was a female, and the female came out of him. Still God says, I'm going to keep your name Adam. This is a male and this is a female, but both of them have one name, Adam. So from that we know, in the sight of God or the eyes of God, there is no male, there is no female. God gave respect to man and woman exactly the same. When he say Adam, both of them could come. So their name, when he created them, their name was Adam. So point I'm making, before the fall of man, the man and woman, they were equal in the sight of God. When the problem came after they committed sin, then the curse comes to mankind and the woman at the same time. Now we are hearing how the sin entered into this world. And so man didn't have any problem, hunger, thirst, nakedness, or anything, because he had everything what God created for him. And so the Word of God says, what happened? All the creation he had, even the including orangutan, and what do you call, the monkeys and gorillas, there is a one animal was very smart and cunning. We say, in our language, we have one cunning animal called fox. Fox is very cunning. But this animal was much more cunning than a fox. Let's read Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 5.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Okay, now see here how the devil twisted the truth. When he asked the question to the mankind, means just call Adam, even though he talked to the female, but she was still Adam. He comes to Adam and say, Did God tell you not to eat any fruits of the garden? But she made a mistake. What happened? She heard from second hand. God talked to Adam and he passed it on to her. And she, you know, when words goes from one place to another, they twisted. So somehow she understood that if I touch even, I will be killed. I'll die. But she got somewhere this idea. God told us not to even touch. God did not say don't touch. God said don't eat. So the devil got some idea. If she touches and she doesn't eat, she doesn't die, she will have some courage. So he said, you're not going to surely die. God says you will surely die. Genesis chapter 2 verse 17 we just read. The day you will eat this fruit, you will surely die. The same word he says, and he says, you are not going to surely die. So he twisted the word, and once the enemy comes and tells you against God, and you listen to enemy, then what happens? You become enemy to God. And that's what happened, and he tempted the lady. Now let's read from verse 6.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
If you paid attention in Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it's already said the fruit was good to sight and good for eating. It was nice. But when this fruit, when devil tempted them to eat, then she starts looking, staring at it. Oh, it looks very pleasant to eyes. And if I eat, I'll be wise and it's good for health and good for everything. Let's eat. She took it and she gave it to her husband. Now he knew if he eat it, he will surely die. But the man always pleases his wife. Doesn't matter if that's right or wrong, and that is wrong, because if you're a godly man and wife gives you wrong advice, you're supposed to say, honey, this is what the Bible says, we cannot do that. But they don't have courage and they fall into their trap. They ate it, and the verse 7, he says, after eating, something happens.
And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
Now see, if you read chapter 2, verse 25, it says they were naked.
And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
See, They were naked, but they didn't know what shame was, and they didn't know they are naked. But as soon as they ate the fruit, and we read the verse 7, as soon as they ate, they felt they are naked. And the Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What happened? The man had the glory of God covering. I can say like protection or the some kind of glorious gown. We don't know what was it. So they could not see their nakedness. But as soon as they ate, the covering disappeared and their eyes opened for good and evil. Until then, they didn't know what was evil. Good they knew, but evil they came to know. He knew how to name the animal. That was good. Taking care of the garden was good. But now they learn good and evil. Now we knew how good and evil, people always decide to take evil. God says, here is life, here is death. Choose life. People choose death. Even though you say there is a danger, don't do it. People keep on doing it. What happened? We got the Adamic nature. That's the right. Sinful nature. We got it because they ate the forbidden fruit. And God says, the day you will eat this fruit, you will surely die. The man spiritually died the day he ate the fruit. Death means what? Separation. Separation from God. And you might be still alive, but you cannot communicate with God. You cannot see God. So you are spiritually dead. And that's what happened. But physical death start happening from that day. From that day, God start counting Adam's life. We didn't know when God created Adam and his wife, how many years. 1 year, 2 years, 10,000 years, million years, or 10 million years. But we do not know how long man lived innocent, without sin. We don't know how many years, because that's never explained. Only explained the day he ate the fruit, from that day it counted his life.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we know Adam died eventually. They committed sin. It was not killing somebody. It was not doing any horrible sin. Simple was disobedient to God. We already covered in the last subject that Jesus Christ came and gave us victory over death. But we are not studying about victory over death right now. We are studying how the sickness and disease came into this world. The sin brings sickness and disease. When the man ate the fruit, he hid himself. If you read the verse 8 in chapter 3, he hid himself. He was hiding, thinking, God is not going to find me. When you hide yourself in the trees and leaves, God is not going to find you.
Yeah, sure.
So they thought they are smart. Instead of smart, they became dumb, right? He says, you will have more wisdom when you eat the fruit. Mm-hmm. You will be just like God.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened? Instead of, he had the wisdom to know the language of the animals, and even the Satan came, he talked to him, and they understood his language. And what happened? Let's read that. They got a fear in their heart. Genesis 3, 8 and 9.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.
See, now we saw, he said, I'm naked. Not only that, he is saying that I'm afraid. So the fear came. So what happened here? How much knowledge he had, but now he became dumb, thinking, we can cheat God. We can hide from God, but he said, I heard your steps. He heard his voice. And he heard his voice and went, say, where are you? He says, I'm naked. I'm afraid. So I'm hiding. So what God says to him, first of all, you see, he says, I'm afraid, I'm naked, and I hid myself. So he's thinking, something wrong happened to me. And when you say, I am afraid, what the word of God says, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, what he says? God has not given us what? The spirit of fear. Yes. Then what God gives? Is the word of God says, God gives you love, power, and sound mind. But when you commit sin, you lose the love of God, you lose the power of God, and you lose the sound mind. So that's what happened to the Adam. He lost the mind of God, he lost the power of God, he lost the wisdom of God, and now he's afraid that God is going to punish him or destroy him. Let's read the verse 11. Genesis 3:11.
And he said, who told thee that thou art naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?
Okay, now simple question. God asked him, who told you you are naked? One question. And another question, did you eat the fruit I forbid? So he did not answer both questions. Simply he would have said, the day I ate the fruit, I felt in my spirit that I'm naked. Nobody told me, I'm feeling it. And did you eat the fruit? He should have said, I'm sorry, you told me not to eat, but I ate it. He could say that the woman gave it to me, and I compromised. I knew that I should not be eating. I should have told her, don't eat, but I just compromised and I ate it. Instead of that, what he's saying, please read.
And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat.
Now here he's saying, it is not my fault, it is your fault, not even woman's fault. This is your fault. If I was alone, I didn't disobey you, I was doing okay, I was taking care of the animal, I was happy man, you brought the wife in my life, and now she gave it to me, and I ate. So the mistake is yours. You made a mistake. He said, God, you made a mistake, not me. This is the reason people today, when the people are sinners, they will never admit they made a mistake. They want to pass it on to somebody. I didn't do it. Somebody did it. And so this is coming from the Adam. And so now he said, the woman you gave it to me, she gave it to me, and I ate it. And so he wants to pass it on to somebody. Now God asking a question to woman. Let's read verse 13.
And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.
Now he said, what you have done? This was not an ordinary mistake. This was like a life and death. Why did you do this? And so she is saying, I was deceived. So then God didn't say anything to her because he knew somebody deceived her. Now let's go to verse 14.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
This serpent was a very attractive, very cunning, and maybe beautiful. Maybe he had hand, feet, and walking like a man, better than gorilla. What happened? The devil took the form of a serpent.
Yeah.
He took a form because the devil is a spirit. He's an evil spirit. He could take any form. And the word of God says that Satan can take the form of even the angel of light.
Yeah.
So he can take form of anything to deceive person. Here he took the form of that serpent. Now God says, I'm going to curse the serpent forever. So he was cursed. Now he says, you're going to walk in your belly. Means he lost his hands and feet. And he started walking in his belly. And then he says, now you will be eating the dust all of your life. And so most of the snake, they eat dust. And you are cursed from all other animals. It's the verse 15.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
So he said, now there will be enmity between Satan and his seed. Means what? Somebody takes this word and they start thinking Satan can reproduce. Satan cannot reproduce. That's why some people are mixed up. When the time of Noah, they were giants, and they said the sons of God married with the sons of man, and they said the men were giants. So they're thinking the angel did something, fallen angel, and produced the generation, and that's what God destroyed the mankind. That was not the truth, because the devil cannot reproduce. Satan has no seed. Then why is saying his seed? Because the Satan only have his children who obey the Satan. Like Adam obeyed Satan, so he became followers of Satan.
That's right.
And now read the book of St. John chapter 8 and verse 44. We see he has children. So what kind of children are they?
Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
See, now he is a father, means he has a children. Who are the children? Disobedient people. Or going after the lusts, and going after the worldly things, and doing all the wrong thing. They are the children of devil.
That's right.
Devil doesn't have to produce anything. He has to seduce people to listen to him and come to his side, so they are his children. Once we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we become the children of God.
That's right.
So all the sinners are the children of devil. And then he says, the seed of woman will crush your head. In those days, there was no advanced science. So they didn't know what the seed of woman is. They thought any child comes from mother, that will be seed of woman. That's why Adam got confused. When the Cain was born, he said, what? He will help us to defeat the enemy. Or Abel come, that's what they said, he will defeat the enemy. And the Noah came, they said, Noah will save us from the enemy. Because they didn't know who was the seed of woman. But we know the seed of woman is Jesus Christ,
amen,
our Son of God. And that prophecy was given in the book of Genesis, that the Savior is coming to redeem the mankind. And so that's why they were looking for Christ to come. And so now when you read a little bit further, we see God gives curse to woman and man. Please read. Go to Genesis chapter 3 and start reading from verse 16.
Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Now see here a couple of things. The woman committed sin. Now he says, you will have sorrow. Before that, sorrow was not there. The pain was not there. Another thing he says, now your husband will rule over you. Before that, God created male and female, and he called their name Adam. There was no big and no small, equal. When the sin came, now the woman became a slave to man. Man became her king, husband, or ruler. And now she has to bring the children into this world with a sorrow and pain.
That's right.
So this is the curse for the lady. Let's go a little further.
And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life.
The ground is cursed. Before that, everything came from the ground, and God says everything is good. God did not put any thorns and thistles in the world. But because of man, the curse came and the ground started giving thorns and thistles. Thorns also and the thistles shall bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field.
True.
The man committed sin, the curse brought thorns and thistles. Now, thorns and thistles, if somebody says, what has to do with the thorns and thistles? When you see thorns and thistles, we don't see in America because we take care of the weeds right away. But when you go to the jungles of India and some other countries, they have different kinds of thorns.
Yes, sir.
They have one tree brings some kind of berries. But that tree is full of thorns. You cannot touch that tree. There's another tree called Acacia tree. They had the thorns like a V shape. And they are very pointy like a needle. So those are the pointy thorns and thistles came to this world. What these thorns and thistles were doing to mankind? Killing mankind. Now, any thorns and thistles goes to your body, not one, couple of them. And if you don't take them out, they can poisonous. And you can be killed. You can die. But he said you can eat the fruits and vegetables still, but they have to make it now. Mm-hmm. Because God kicked them out of the garden.
That's right.
And now they have to make their own food.
Yeah.
And they have to sweat to make the food. So now, not only God became their enemy, all the thorns and thistles became their enemy. And each time they got hurt, oh God, they can remember this was not there, but because of our sin, this happened. And so the thorns and thistles can bring you sickness. But now all the animal became his enemy. Now he has to protect from the animal. Before that, animal were eating grass. Now the animal start eating animal. And so they can eat even man. So they have to protect themselves and should have war with animals. Now today, people are thinking, animals are good, and we should not be do any damage to them, and they even love animal more than a man. Whose idea is this? This is the devil's idea, it's not God's idea. We should not be hurting animals, but at the same time, we cannot treat them as God. And all the trees and all the plants, the people are saying, Mother Nature. Who is a Mother Nature? There is no mother. Nature is not a mother. And Mother Nature doesn't have a husband. But they made, because you came from the mud, then the mud gave you life, so that's your mother. And they said, hug the tree. Do you know they say hug the tree? They didn't say go and hug the Acacia tree. Go and hug the tree who has all thorns and thistles. You go and hug that tree, you will die. So point I'm making, this, the enemy, still twisting people and telling them against God. I mean, God made these thorns and thistles not for keeping them. Now, some of the people in America get the cactus from Africa and put it in their house and pot. Oh, looks beautiful. Actually, they are dangerous. If you walk in those countries and if you step on them without the shoes, you can get sick. But the word of God said the day will come one day, and in the millennium, God will make all these animals eating grass. They will be not any threat to us, and we will be just living like living in the Garden of Eden. But before that, something has to happen. It's not going to be automatically. Now here we saw the first thing, the thorns and thistle came, the animals became your enemy. If the tigers or a dog bites you, you get rabies. Today I was coming and I heard in the news, in the radio, They said some animals like a raccoon or bats coming to your house and you try to pat them or try to handle them. And if they bite you, you get rabies. And some people got rabies and they caught these animals and they found out they have rabies. And when dog bites you, and if you have that kind of disease, you have to take 21 injections in your belly button. So it's not easy thing. It's a very dangerous thing. All the sickness, disease, comes from the animal, from this poisonous ivy, poisonous thorns and thistles, and that's the first step how the sickness and disease came into this world. God willing, we will continue next week. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for revealing us that you are a good God. You are a miracle-working God. You created us with your own image. And your desire is that we should be like you. But the devil came and destroyed the mankind. But thank God that you have given us assurance that Jesus Christ is the seed of woman, came to redeem mankind, heal, save, deliver, and set free from all the demonic forces. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Give us grace to be wise enough to live in this world for you and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.